We are on the warm side of a winter storm that is charging its way through New York State, heading north to Canada. The storm is tracking basically along I-81. Areas to the west of the storm track, from Rochester to Buffalo, are experiencing a significant snowstorm. We are on the east side of the storm, the warmer side of the storm, and we've had quite the variety of precipitation over the past 24 hours. It all started as snow late yesterday and last night. We had a couple of inches of snow across most of our area. Then as warm air began to flood in the middle to upper atmosphere, we saw that snow transition to a period of sleet and freezing rain. And through the day today, temperatures have warmed considerably. And when the warm air comes in these situations, we usually see it come in aloft first. So the higher spots actually warmed up first. The valleys tend to hold on to the cold a little bit longer. The cold air is more dense than warm air. It tends to kind of hug the valley floors. So the cold air is stubborn, but once it breaks, it really moves out quickly. For example, at Albany, just before lunchtime, at about 11:50, the temperature was coming in at 36 degrees. And by just a couple of minutes after noon, the temperature was reported at 50 degrees at Albany. So a jump of nearly 15 degrees in just about 15 minutes in the Albany area. Just a signal of how the cold air can really hold on, but once it gives up, the warmth really overtakes things. So now we are tracking an area of rainfall that's working its way from west to east. That's with the cold front that's pushing through. Some downpours are occurring through our area as we go through the late day and early evening hours, so be on the lookout for some large puddles on the roads. Moving into tonight, any rain will come to an end as that cold front pushes off to the east. We will dry things out. Temperatures will fall back into the 20s and 30s. And moving through the day tomorrow, we'll see another weak disturbance come through aloft that could set off a rain or snow shower. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and some sunshine with temperatures mainly in the 30s. Then it turns a little bit cooler as we move into Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, rain ending, variably to mostly cloudy, with lows in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a passing rain or snow shower, with highs in the 30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, any rain will end, variably cloudy, with lows in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a passing rain or snow shower, with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, rain ending, variably to mostly cloudy, low 26 to 34, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high 36 to 42. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, rain ending, variably to mostly cloudy, low 28 to 32. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a passing rain or snow shower, with highs in the middle 30s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Friday, increasing clouds with a chance of rain or snow showers, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.